this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Let's start all over, shall we?
Don't confuse the issue.
What are you as a thief?
Oh, boy.
Bug monster!
Let's go!
Are we almost there, Sam? It's just up ahead, Henry. You're sure this place is secret?
I'm sure. Did you wrap him in a plastic bag like I told you?
Yes. Good grief. You'd think it was gold I hid instead of some comic books.
That's because these aren't just any comic books.
I bought the exact same two at the store last week.
Not the exact same two.
And just what makes your two so special?
Not what, who. As in who gave them to me.
Okay, I give up. Who did give them to you?
Maddie Stanson.
Maddie Stanson? The Maddie Stanson? Who's Maddie Stanson?
Left fielder for the Hawks.
Oh, that Maddie Stanson. Get out of here.
Really? My dad and I went to a Hawks game last Saturday when we were in Chicago.
And Maddie Stanson just walked up and handed you two comics?
Well, not exactly. I saw him reading them in the dugout during the game, and after the janitor was just going to throw them out. So I asked if I could have them.
Then these are actually comics the janitor gave you.
But Maddie Stanson read them. That's why they're valuable. Now, where is this secret hiding place?
Right here.
Where?
Stand right where I am standing. Okay, now look straight ahead.
Oh, cool, a cave!
Yep, come on.
I didn't see it until you were right on top of it.
That's what makes it such a great hiding place. The comic books are over here behind this rock.
Sam, they're not there.
But I put them right here just yesterday afternoon.
Then where are they?
I don't know. Unless this secret hiding place isn't as secret as I thought it was.
I knew it! I knew it! Somebody followed you up here and stole my comic books.
But why?
Because they belong to Maddie Stanson.
But only you knew that.
Don't confuse the issue. Somebody around here is a thief.
A thief? You think someone around here is a thief?
Yes, Mr. Whittaker, and I know who. Rodney Rathbone.
Now hold it, Henry. I'm sorry about your comic books, but just because they're missing doesn't mean Rodney stole them, or anybody else for that matter.
Then how do you explain it, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I don't know, Sam, but it's a bad idea to accuse people without any evidence.
All right, nobody move. One of you is a thief.
Oh, boy.
One of us?
That's right, and when I find out which one, he's gonna be breathing through his ears.
Now calm down, Rodney, and tell me what this is all about.
Around 20 minutes ago, I was taking some stuff to my dad's store. I stopped at the Wonderworld Treehouse and left my favorite pocket knife there. And when I went back to get it just now, it was gone!
Well, what were you doing with a pocket knife at Wonderworld? Are you the ones been carving up the walls?
Well, that's not important. The point is, somebody around here is a thief!
Well, it couldn't have been us, because we've been here with Mr. Whittaker for the past hour.
Yeah, but where were you yesterday afternoon, Rodney?
In Connellsville with my dad.
When did you get back?
Around midnight. Why?
Because two of my comic books were stolen yesterday.
You don't know that.
And you thought I took them?
Well, you are, Rodney.
All right, that's enough. Neither one of you has proof that anybody took anything.
Well, the stuff just didn't sprout legs and walk off.
Yeah.
If you really feel that way, then you know what to do.
Yeah, find this thief and string him up.
No. Report the losses to the police and let them handle it.
You think the police are going to take the time to look for someone who kiped a pocket knife and some comic books?
When their schedule permits.
When will that be? When we're in college?
You really don't have all that many options, fellas. Uh-oh, excuse me.
You guys can rely on the police if you want, but I think something drastic needs to be done.
Like what?
Meet me behind the band shell in McAllister Park in 10 minutes, and you'll find out.
That means trouble.
Well, we should do something.
Yeah, but it's Ronnie we're talking about. If he didn't have an alibi, he'd still be our number one suspect.
Thank you, Detective Johnson. Don't you at least want to hear what he has in mind?
Whatever it is, it can't be good. Like Mr. Whitaker says, hanging around with a bad crowd means trouble.
Yeah, well, he also said we don't have many options. Now, are you coming?
No.
Suit yourself, then. See you around, Detective.
Ha ha, very funny. Detective. Hey, maybe there is another option.
Rodney, here he comes.
Rodney?
Glad you made it, Henry. You know Rusty, don't you?
How you doing, Henry?
Fine. Rodney, why are the Bones of Wrath here?
To help us out!
With what?
With getting your comic books back. You want that, don't you?
Of course I do.
And you want to make sure they don't get stolen again.
Sure.
So do they!
See, we've all had something kiped from us at one time or another. We felt just like you did when you found out your stuff was gone.
The cops can't stop it, so we're taking matters into our own hands.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna hunt down this thief and take care of him ourselves.
What do you say, Henry? You in?
I don't know. I mean, no offense, but you guys are usually the first ones everybody suspects when something bad happens.
I knew it. See, Rodney? I told you all he would want to do is accuse us.
I'm not accusing you.
Then why'd you say that? Look, we've done some bad things in the past, but now we're trying to do something right. We're trying to see that justice is served. I thought that's what you wanted, too. I thought you wanted to really do something about this thief and not just talk about it. But I guess you like laying down and letting criminals take everything you have.
No, I don't.
Then stop accusing and help.
Okay, I'm in. What do we do?
Good man. Okay, first we look for clues at Wonderworld. Yeah. Then we fan out and start looking for anything suspicious. Yeah. And we keep looking until we find it. Let's go!
Mr. Doyle? Hello? Anyone here? Mr. Doyle? Mr. Mr. Doyle, are you all right?
Yes, of course. That's a breakaway chair. I'm supposed to do that.
Sorry if I woke you.
Woke me? What made you think I was asleep?
That loud snoring sound?
That wasn't snoring. It was an ancient meditation technique. Clears the mind. Helps me,
think better?
Yeah. Now then, I'm Harlow Doyle, Private Eye. Who are you?
You know me. I'm...
Wait! I better take this down. It might be pertinent information. Where's my pen?
Behind your ear.
Ridiculous. What would my pen be doing right here? Oh, yeah. Now, let's start all over, shall we? I'm Harlow Doyle, Private I, not the I. Who are you, and what do you do?
I'm Sam Johnson, and I don't do anything. I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. Is that with an I or a Y?
Kid is spelled with an I.
Oh. Well, I was talking about Johnson, but since you brought it up. Okay. Now then, how long have you been a kid?
Almost 10 years.
Ooh, 10 years? You've been a kid longer than I've been a detective.
Yeah, well...
Now, let's get down to it. What's your name?
Sam Johnson, and I'm here because...
Nope. Don't tell me. We private eyes have highly trained powers of deduction. I'll tell you why you're here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have it.
You do?
Yep. You're here because... You want to talk to me?
Yeah, but what about?
Well, how would I know that? I'm a detective, not a mind reader.
I'm here because some items are missing.
Missing? Wow. Sounds like you need a detective. Want me to help you find one?
What about you?
Well, okay, but I wouldn't advise it. Now, just what were these items?
2 comic books and a pocket knife.
Continue.
Yesterday afternoon, I put Henry's comic books in a secret hiding place, a cave. When we came back for them this morning, they were gone.
And the pocket knife?
It's Rodney Ratbones. He left it at Wonderworld this morning, and when he came back to get it a little while later, it was gone too.
And from these alleged facts, I take it you believe the items were stolen?
That's what Rodney and Henry think, but that's not what Mr. Whittaker thinks. I don't know what to think. What do you think?
Hold on. Let me think. A brilliant idea!
What?
That's what we need, a brilliant idea.
Maybe I should take you back to the secret hiding place so you can look around.
You can't.
Why?
Well, if you did that, I'd know where it was, and it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
But if someone took the comic books, then they already know where it is, and it's not a secret anymore anyways.
Ooh, good point. But just to be on the safe side, I'll close my eyes. You better lead.
Okay, this way.
Wow, 10 years, huh? Tell me, what does a good kid make these days? Remember, I'm taller than you.
Hey, Rodney, look. Footprints, and they're leading away from the treehouse.
Yeah. Everybody spread out and head off this way. And keep it quiet. We want to take this guy by surprise.
Okay. By the way, Butch is getting the stuff.
Good job, Rusty.
Thanks.
Rodney?
Yeah, Henry?
What are we going to do with this guy once we find him?
Believe me, when we get through with him, he'll think hard and long before he ever takes anything else again.
Don't you think we should turn him over to the police?
Are you going to start on that again? All they'll do is give him a slap on the wrist. This guy has to be taught a lesson.
I know, but...
But what?
I'm just not sure we're the ones who should teach him, that's all.
Rodney!
What now?
Look what I found.
A comic book cover!
Yeah, part of one.
You recognize it?
I'm not sure. I think so, though. Why would he tear it up?
Because he's a jerk, Henry.
Yeah, a jerk.
Keep going, Rusty.
Right.
Still worried about us teaching this guy a lesson?
No, not at all. Okay, Mr. Doyle, we're here.
Ooh, this cave is really dark.
We're still outside. Your hat slipped down over your eyes.
I was wondering why I couldn't blink.
I put the books behind this rock. Do you have a flashlight?
Right here.
Hey, there's something here I didn't notice before. Look!
By George, you're right! It's dirt?
Not the dirt, this!
Ooh.
It's part of the plastic sack I put around the comics.
That can only mean one thing.
Someone definitely stole them?
No, someone is definitely a litter bug. Say, how far back does this cave go anyway?
I don't know.
Let's find out! You know, when I was a boy, my older brother used to tell me silly, scary stories about being trapped in a cave. Inching your way forward on your hands and knees through the damp darkness. The walls full of slippery, slimy things. Never sure if you'll come face to face with the creepy, crawly bug monster.
Sounds pretty silly, all right.
Yeah. Here, you go first.
Why?
Does a man have to have a reason for letting someone else go first?
Okay. Wait.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard something.
You wouldn't be messing with old Harlow's head, would you?
I guess it was nothing. Hey!
What?
There's another piece of the plastic bag. And another one.
You sure we should be going back this far?
It might lead us to the books.
Might also lead to something else.
Don't tell me you believe all that nonsense about a creepy crawly...
Bug Monster!
Let me out of here!
We got him!
You did?
Did he see you? No, we jumped in from behind and blindfolded him. He's just over the ridge.
Come on!
He was sitting in a clearing, big as you please, reading these comic books. Are they yours, Henry?
Not all of them, but a couple are the same editions.
Any sign of my knife?
No. He must have hid it somewhere already.
We'll see about that.
Who is it, Rusty?
We'll never guess. Look.
Well. It's
Charles.
I don't believe it.
Charles Edward Thompson. So little Chunky's the culprit.
I know your voice, Rodney. You better let me go.
What'd you do with the knife, punk?
What knife?
You know what knife. The one you stole from Wonderworld this morning.
I didn't steal any knife. I haven't been to Wonderworld all week.
We followed your footprints. They led us right to you.
I tell you, I wasn't there.
Where were you yesterday afternoon?
I don't know. Lots of places.
Where'd you get these comic books?
I bought them at Finneman's grocery store.
Forget the comic books. I'm gonna give you one more chance. Tell me where my knife is and I'll let you go.
I don't know anything about a knife. You gotta believe me.
You all heard. I gave him a chance. I guess some people have to learn the hard way.
What are you gonna do?
Well, in the old days, whenever someone was caught committing a crime, he'd be branded so everyone would know he was a criminal. We don't have a brand, so we're gonna update things a little bit.
Here you go.
What is it? What are you gonna do to me?
We're gonna do a nice little dye job on your hair. You're gonna go from being blonde to being a nice shade of blue.
Blue?
What?
And whenever anyone asks you why you have blue hair, you can tell them it's because you're a thief.
No!
Wait a minute!
Huh? Why?
Maybe we shouldn't do this. I mean, we've got him. Let's take him to the police.
Are you still carping on that? I told you, they won't do nothing.
But this isn't right.
Look, I've had it with your belly aching. Now you've got three choices. Either you stand back, help us, or join him. What's it gonna be?
Oh, stand back.
That's better. Hold him down, boys.
No!
There he is.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Henry, guess what? We know what happened to the comic books.
Yep, we found them.
Found them?
Uh-huh, along with Rodney's pocket knife and a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
What? Where? Mr. Doyle and I went back to the secret cave.
Now, don't worry. I kept my eyes closed all the way up there. The secret is still safe.
Anyway, we came across pieces of the plastic bag I wrapped the comics in.
And when we looked a little further, we came across a creepy, crawly bug monster!
Which, in reality, turned out to be a raccoon.
It sure seemed like a creepy, crawly bug monster.
A raccoon?
They're notorious scavengers. It must have seen Rodney's pocket knife in Wonderworld and thought it was a shiny new prize for its collection.
But why would it take the comic books?
Well, before I hit him, I read them. And while I did, I ate one of those big chocolate chip cookies.
The crumbs got inside the books. That's why the raccoon dragged them off. He was after the crumbs.
Sort of a comic book sandwich.
I'm sorry, Henry. It was all my fault. Henry?
Excuse me.
I didn't think he'd take it that hard.
Something tells me it's more than your story, Sam. He looked sick. I'd better see if he's all right.
Well, I guess some people just can't take the gruesome details of crime investigation. Excuse me.
Henry, you okay?
I threw up.
Do you need to go home?
No. Mr. Whitaker, there's something I have to tell you. Something really, really bad.
I see. Then we'd better go up to my office. Oh, Henry.
Now you know why I threw up.
Well, how could you just have stood by and let it happen?
I don't know. I guess because Rodney threatened me. And I was still angry
About two comic books.
Yeah. And deep down, I guess I thought he deserved it. I've got to make it up to him. How can I make this right, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I don't know if there is a way, Henry. Except by asking Charles to forgive you.
He'll never do that. I should have joined him.
Maybe you still can.
Huh?
Come on down to my workshop.
How do I look?
Pull down your hat a little more. Good. Now, get behind me.
I'm scared.
You should be. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I've brought someone to see you.
Hi, Charles.
You? I know your voice. You were at the clearing. Get away from me.
Now, hear him out, Charles.
I don't want to hear him out. I want him gone.
I just want to do two things. First, I know this doesn't make up for anything, but here are all the new comic books I could find. I'll get you some more as soon as they come in.
Oh, great. It'll give me something to do while my hair goes back to normal.
Charles, I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me.
Well, what's the second thing you wanted to do?
This.
You painted your hair blue? But why?
Because I should have stood up for you. Look, I know this doesn't make up for anything either, but now when people ask you why your hair is blue, just tell them to find the other kid with blue hair and ask him. Okay?
It's not the same shade.
It was all Mr. Whitaker had in his workshop. Can you forgive me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you two might just start a trend.
You mean of people painting their hair blue?
Well, actually, I was thinking more of responsibility and forgiveness.
Proverbs 22:24-25 says, "Keep away from angry, short-tempered men, lest you learn to be like them and endanger your soul." I'm pretty sure Henry will think twice before he ever tries to take the law into his own hands again. That's why we should always go to the proper authorities when it comes to accusing or punishing anyone. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Bad Hair Day was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.